try to say them all.
So how long were you in the army for?
In the army?
Rini.
3 years.
3 years?
Well, it was supposed to be 2, but they wanted to keep me on for...
Do you miss it?
Year. Well, if I had got out, I was back in the football again and making big money. But at the same time, when they invited me back, I just said, well, okay, then I'll help you out.
When was that? How old do you know?
That would be 1954, 55, somewhere about there.
Correct. Makes you how old?
I never think of my age. Well, I was born in 1933.
All right. So what are you, you're 67, 77, 78? I guess 78.
Oh, I'll be that old, eh?
Still as sharp as a tack?
I'm so good on my legs and everything. I don't smoke and drink too.
What's the secret then?
I'm not saying that's a secret, like, but I don't know. I just, well, of course, I'm always on the move, you know, and go to places and walk a lot, you know.
Because you see people, you know, in their 60s who are struggling to walk and. I had a great grandmother who was. I think she was about 90 by the time cancer got the better of her, but she smoked and drank like you wouldn't believe. She was, you know, and
that gets to you, so the smoking and drinking, you know, at the end of the day.
But equally, you get people, you know, in 60,
you're
70
not,
who.
You're not going to believe me in a second or two, and I'll tell you what age my mother got.
What was that?
284.
What? In cat years.
She was the head of the family.
284.
She was born. It's a funny place. Anyway, my father, he was in the army at the time. In the army, meaning that he was in helping the brigades. Because he was a captain in the First World War.
Right.
But just things happen, you know. And first, I mean, it amazed me when my mother told me all the things. But, you know, it's quite amazing what you got to, 100 nods, you know.
100 nods?
Well, it was something like 120, something like that.
But she wasn't, you said 284.
She got... Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, 284, no, it was... No.
Here's you saying that you...
No, but it was a bloody good age.
Oh, well, it sounds like it,
really fantastic age, you know.
Blimey. And she took care of herself, obviously.
Oh, she didn't drink or smoke or anything like that. She was always working, you know. She was a great character.
So what, you've never had a drop of drinks pass your lips, or? Or you just...
Oh, no, I've taken a wee sip, but I didn't drink.
But,
No, I didn't bother to drink at all. In fact, I didn't even like it, it tasted it. But I like my lemonades, you know, Coca-Colas and things like that, you know.
It's funny, It's become a kind of socially accepted thing where, I mean, when I was a wee kid, I can remember, you'd go around to, or, well, my mum and dad would go around to people's houses for a cup of tea. But these days, you go around and you have a glass of wine.
That's right. Huh?
And the next thing you know, everybody's tiddly and all over the place. So where are you off to?
I'm just
stuff for a wee wander.
See the buildings, you know, come in this.
Oh, aye.
See the buildings with that motor car. See the kids running.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just about there.
Aye.
And you come up the clear bit, and I'm the one that's in the middle there.
All right, aye. Yeah. I cycle past there every morning.
Do you?
Aye. I work down on Ferry Road. I've got a wee office, and so it's the most beautiful cycle. And if you walk,
it is, aye.
If you walk a lot. Do you know that it's the old railway line that goes right down to Leith?
Yes, that's right.
Beautiful cycle.
I say sunny Leith.
Aye. But it's a smashing way to get from A to B.
Oh, aye.
Because I would never cycle this thing across town.
Here's another thing for you to tell you, so being down there, I played with the Hibs, you see.
Did
they
you?
Never done anything like that. I played with them for 12 years.
Christ. Right. Now, back in the day, I suppose you'd been getting paid 30, 40, 50,000 pounds a week. That's what they get these days.
Well, I don't know what they get now, but I can't imagine paying that kind of money because you've got to get the crowds